People tend to believe that notable personalities were born the way you see them today. Take, for example, Gwen Ifill, the TV journalist, host of PBS's Washington Week in Review. You might have assumed she was always intent on bringing seriousness and gravitas to public affairs. Not so. Back in the day, she wanted to be a librarian, which she discussed with us when she joined us along with panelists Mo Rocca, Luke Burbank, and Paula Poundstone.
Well, you know, I think I was speaking to librarians at the time.
Uh-huh.
My dream job is actually to be a backup singer.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You wanted to be a supreme or a pip?
I want to be something that's not actually in front of the microphone with the spotlight. I want to be the person singing in the background.
Oh, about the Dewey Decimal System. I love that.
No, this is it. That sounds much more exciting than the Dewey Decimal System.
I think I try to pay a fair amount of attention to what's going on, and I try to watch the debates and things like that. But let me just say, I may not be average, but if you wanted to do a little number before it got started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think this is your time, Gwen. Because it is called Not Your Job, and it could be the job you want. So, if you would like to serenade us at this point.
You tell me a song, I'll sing it.
All right. What song? Hold on. What song do you want Gwen Ifill to sing, guys?
The Man I Love.
Baby Got Back.
Someday he'll come along. The man I love. I don't believe I'm doing this.
Yes, you are. Go.
Big and strong, the man I love. And though he's coming, when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Ha ha.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, that's awesome. Gwen Ifill, Gershwin on demand. That's
wow. I see a future as a Marvelette for you.
I've got a little Janet Jackson in maybe, but that's for next time. Mm.
Gwen Ifill, we're delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You're the Man of Steel, but this time around, you've got a cute dog for a sidekick.
We're talking, of course, about Superman, the only figure to become a cultural icon while wearing his underpants on the outside. Our one-time intern, Ted Anderson, dug up three things from Superman's past that the Man of Steel probably would like us to forget. Get two of these questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Gwen Ifill playing for?
Gwen is playing for Carolyn Smith of Liverpool, New York.
All right. First question. We all know that Superman is faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, blah, blah, blah. Back in the 50s and 60s, though, in the comic book, he seemed to acquire even more powers just as he needed them. Including which of these? A, super whistling, or the ability to charm people by whistling. B, super weaving, or the ability to, well, weave things really quickly. Or C, super hairstyling, or the ability to give you a trim with just his bare hands.
Well, now we're thinking 50s, so we're thinking Andy Griffith, we're thinking whistling.
You're thinking whistling. You think that Superman would whistle and people would do his bidding?
Ooh, I think that hairstyling wasn't really big for male superheroes.
Uh-huh.
And this is, what was the second one?
The second one was super weaving.
And weaving, it involves hair or involves a loom. And looms really take up too much space.
That's true.
She is really using logic.
So your choice is A, whistling.
Super whistling.
No, it was super weaving. It was. The power was used in a particular 1950s comic book in which Superman, for reasons we weren't able to figure out, had to make a wedding dress real quick.
That's hilarious.
All right. You still have two more chances here, Gwen, so here we go. Superman has fought Lex Luthor and Brainiac and scores of other villains, but on one memorable occasion, he fought a figure from real life. Who? Was it A, Ugandan dictator Idi Amin, B, former heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali, or C, subway vigilante Bernard Guts?
I'm going for Muhammad Ali.
You're saying he...
And I'm going for it because I think it was a patriotic fight in which probably neither one of them won.
So you're thinking that she fought Muhammad Ali. You're right. Very good.
Yay!
1978 saw the publication of Superman versus Muhammad Ali, in which the two icons, fictional and real, fought each other under the light of a red sun, you see, in order to take away Superman's advantage. By the way, Ali won. So there you are.
Yeah.
All right, now this is exciting.
I'm at the edge of my seat.
You've got one. You've got one correct. One more to go. Get this right, you will win it all. Last question. Superman has had some help over the years in his fights for truth, justice, and the American way. We're talking, of course, about the League of Super Pets. Which of these critters of steel had the honor of wearing the big red S? Was it A, Beppo the Super Ape, B, Coral the Super Dolphin, or C, Squeaky the Super Mouse?
Well, once again, we have to think about the time when the comic books were popular. And that,
see how she does it?
Watch my logic work.
Think it through. I can't get over that.
It's really important to me.
The candidates don't stand a chance with that kind of logic.
And you know what? And this kind of absurd reasoning really helps me with candidates. And here's the thing. I'm thinking it's the ape. Because there was the whole Today Show ape thing. At that
right.
time, we
yeah.
humanized apes.
You're saying Beppo the Super Ape.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. Very well done. The other members of this august pantheon of domestic companions was Crypto the Super Dog, Streaky the Super Cat, and Comet the Super Horse. So remember, if your planet is exploding and you have to send your infant son off in a rocket to some far distant solar system, make sure to send along the family pets. Carl, how did Gwen Ifill do in our quiz?
Well, she needed at least two correct answers to win. Gwen, you had two correct answers, so you win for Carolyn Smith.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Highlight of my week.
I'd like to think, Gwen, that in addition to winning our quiz, your being able to sing in the air might inspire you to finally quit this silly news business and go pursue your real dream.
I'm afraid that they're going to ask me to quit.
Yes. Gwen Ifill is the host of PBS's Washington Week in Review. She's a regular contributor to the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. Gwen Ifill, what a pleasure to have you on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Thank you so much.
Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.